为了表示得到的这个和平，大家为了表示大家的感恩，所以说把撒旦这个官为世界最高的领袖。
That's why he don't need a sword. He just need a bow without arrow even.
这就是为什么他不是用剑，他只带一个弓，甚至没有带这个工用的这个剑。
Because
他只需要带着弓来就可以带来和平。
Because his victory is by deception.
因为他的胜利是用欺骗带来的。
Not blood.
并不是
blood，
并不是用血。
You know, peace is like a drug when there is no peace.
和平在这边就像一个毒品一样。
You know, when the world is in chaos, your greatest desire is to have peace.
在世界动荡不安的时候，我们心里面是渴望平安的、和平的。
And so it's like your miracle cure.
就好像是一个奇迹一样，这个和平就产生了。
And the people will be deceived by him.
很多人就被这个所欺骗了。
But they will be eventually disappointed.
但他们最终最会失望的。
You know, there are many things that are done in the name of peace even today.
许多事情假和平之名今天我们看到这个世界上。
What I say they are done in the name of peace because people will use that innate desire to get what they want.
因为他们会利用人们内心的渴望来得到他们想要的。
And they will even do it at the expense of the truth.
他们为了得到这个所谓的和平，他们牺牲了真理。
Even Christian truth.
即使是基督教的真理。
You know, Paul in Galatians chapter 6:14.
在加拉太书六章十四节，保罗说。
He was talking about himself.
他讲了他自己。
He was talking about himself, what he was trying to tell them the truth.
保罗在向他们揭示真理。
And in Galatians chapter 6 verse 14 he says, Have I become your enemy for telling you the truth?
保罗说我将真理告诉你们就成为你们的仇敌吗？
You see, that's what is happening today.
这就是今天所发生的事情。
Even in the church we promote peace at the expense of truth.
我们今天即使在教会里面很多时候我们为了表面的和平而牺牲了真理。
You see, when people are not confronted by the truth of God, they cannot repent from their sin.
人们如果没有被神的真理对付，他们是没有办法真正过一个悔改的生活。
And we are afraid to confront people of their sin.
我们害怕来用真理，神的真理来向说诚实话。
Because we want peace.
因为我们想要和平。
But we want a peace that does not glorify God or honor Him.
这样子的和平是不会荣耀神的。
And we allow sinners and evildoers in our midst to continue not only to sin, but to influence people around them.
这只是纵容罪人在我们当中继续的犯罪，并且影响，甚至影响其他人来犯罪。
But Paul was not afraid to speak the truth.
但是保罗他不害怕，他勇敢的来说出真理。
Because he wants to honor God.
因为他想要荣耀神。
He wants to glorify God.
他希望将荣耀归给神。
He wants people to be saved from their sins.
他希望人从罪中被救出来。
And so this peace that Satan offers is a false one.
撒旦所提供的平安是一个假的平安。
And it's temporary.
这个和平也是暂时的和平。
Because the next seal, when it is opened, you'll see that it will be destroyed.It will be destroying that peace.
因为我们看到第二个印揭开的时候，这个所谓的表面的和平就会被摧毁。
John heard a second living creature summon the second rider to come forward.
约翰听到四活物里面的其中一个在呼召。
And this rider rides on a red fiery colored horse.
这第二个骑士，他是骑着一匹红马。
And red is the color of fire and also blood.
红色就是是火的颜色，也是血的颜色。
It's descriptive of what he brings to destroy.
这代表他将在地上来带来的事情。
Because he was given power to take peace from the earth.
因为他可以从地上夺去太平。
You know, here you see the sovereignty of God.
我们这边看到神的主权。
He allows for peace even if it's false to come in.
他允许和平。来到
and he even takes it away in time to come.
他也可以拿走。
And this is the second parallel to Jesus' teaching in Matthew 24.
这个也是对照着马太福音24章。
Where Jesus says, you will hear of wars and rumors of war, but see to it that you are not alarmed.
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌。
Such thing must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震。
And so during this time, the tribulation and the second seal, when it is opened, many will be killed.
在这个第二印揭开的时期呢，很多人会被牺牲。
And they will be killed without reasons.
很多人是被冷血的被杀害。
You know, and this is happening today. People are being killed without reasons.
在世界上也看到许多人被杀害是没有原因的。
You know, with the terrorists and with the shooting in the schools.
在校园枪杀或是这个恐怖事件的攻击。
Innocent people are being killed senselessly.
无辜的人被这个冷血的杀害。
You know, scriptures does not tell us what kind of weapons he is going to be used.
在经文里面并没有说他的武器是什么。
Whether it's a nuclear warhead or a truck.
或是不管是一个卡车或是这个核子武器。
Whatever is used, many will die senselessly.
不管是什么样的工具，很多人会被杀害。
And the second horseman, we see he carries a large sword.
这边
translated large sword
讲到是有一把大刀赐给他。
The Greek word large actually is not the large as large.
这个希腊这个原文的希腊字里面大刀的这个大并不是指这个刀子的大小。
It's actually describing the sword that the Roman soldier has on his waist.
相反的是，这个在讲的是罗马，它形容是罗马士兵身上所携带的这个刀。
And that sword actually is very short.
这个刀其实是他们短兵交接的时候，所以说长度是很蛮短短刀。
It's used for close combat.
是短兵交接的时候。
They actually have two swords, a long one and a short one.
他们其实有两把刀，一只是长，一只是短的。
Some have the spear instead.
有些人是有这个矛。
So because of that, someone says that it's most likely describing the killing of many people by the sword than the actual size of it.
它其实并不是说这个形容这个工具，而是指这个死亡的规模。
But whatever it is, this Antichrist plays a part or a major part in the destruction of lives.
不管这个解释如何，敌基督在这个战争里面也扮演了一个角色。
Because now that God intervened and took away the peace, His power is being robbed from Him.
敌基督他因为神把他这个所宣称的和平拿走了，所以他的权力也没有了。
And so he has to protect his own power by force now.
所以他为了要保持他所承诺的和平，他必须要开始做一些动作。
And so you see two characteristics of the Antichrist.
所以我们看到敌基督的两个特点。
One, he's skillful in his speaking, able to deceive many to follow him.
首先他是这个花言巧语的。
And second, he's also good at warfare.
第二个他是对战争是很在行的。
人也是他，鬼也是他，对不对？
人也是他，鬼也是他。
And his victims will be mostly Christians.
他的受害者大部分是基督徒。
You know, those converted at that time, if you believe there's a rapture.
那些已经相信的，如果你相信这个被提。
Yeah, if you believe there's a rapture, then this must be those Christians that converted during this time.
如果你相信的话，是如果你相信灾后被提的话，是这些是基督徒。
Because those who believe in the rapture is that the rapture will take the Christian up and so they will not be there during the tribulation.
如果说你相信灾前被提的话，这些基督徒会在这个灾难来之前会先被提。
And it is said that the temple at this time will also be desecrated, known as the abomination of the desolation.
在这个时候呢，我们也看到施行毁坏的亵渎者。
Daniel talks about it. Matthew, Jesus talks about it.
但以理马太福音都有讲到。
And the Antichrist will be appearing to be the champion of peace for Israel.
在这个在大灾难，我们看到这个亵渎圣殿的事情。
And then he poses himself as the protector and defender, but actually he's protecting his own interests.
敌基督在这个时候，他会假扮成来保护和平的保护以色列的保护者，但是实际上他是在保护他自己的利益。
See, so even in those situations, Satan tried to grab every opportunity to deceive us.
所以我们看到在各式各样的机会撒旦都利用机会来欺骗蒙骗人。
But all for his own interests.
但是这些都是为了他自己的缘故。
You know, years ago, in Long Beach, California, there was a story or a report.
几年前在加州长滩这个地方有一个报道。
The story about this man who went to a store to buy fried chicken.
这个人他到这个炸鸡店去买炸鸡。
For himself and for his girlfriend.
帮他跟他女朋友买。
And so they went to the park and they sat down to enjoy that meal.
所以他们就买了之后就准备要开始吃了。
And when they opened up the bag, they found that there were no chicken inside.
他发现这个打开袋子里面没有炸鸡。
But the bag was filled with money.
这个袋子里面装满了钱。
$800 at least.
至少800块钱。
Because the manager who was serving him at the cashier gave him the proceed of the day by mistake.
因为这个经理他那天不小心把他那天的收入误交给这个人了。
Because the money was placed in the same bag of where she placed the chicken.
因为他就一个袋子是两个袋子是一样的。
And the man did the most unusual thing.
这个人他做了一个很不寻常的事情。
He quickly put the money back and he went back to the store.
他赶快把这个钱放进去，然后归还给这个店。
And when he went there, the frantic manager by now was worried and nervous.
这个炸鸡店的经理呢，就是那时候非常非常的紧张，因为钱不见了。
And when the man turned up with the money, she was so happy.
当这个男士呢，归还这个钱的时候，他是非常非常的高兴。
So he said to him,
这个经理告诉他说呢，
Let me call the newspaper.
让我来打给这个当地的新闻报社。
I'm going to have your picture put in the local paper.
你会出名把你的照片放在这个报纸上。
Because you're the most honest man I've ever seen.
你是我看过最诚实的人。
But the man quickly replied, No, no, don't do that.
这个男人马上就说拜托不要做这个事情。
And he went closer and whispered into her ears and said, You see, the woman I'm with is not my wife.
他告诉了经理我告诉你这个我的女朋友并不是我的妻子。
And she has a husband.
她有一个先生。
You see, appearances are not really true when we see it.
这个看起来像是一个诚实的人，但是其实他是为了不把更糟糕的事情揭露出来，所以他必须要做这个诚实的事情。
You see, the Antichrist is like that.
所以敌基督就像这样子。
He's protecting his own interests.
他其实在保护他自己的权益。
And so we must not be deceived.
所以我们不要被欺骗了。
You know, and he will use people like that to try to deceive us.
他会用这样子一个人来欺骗我们。
To a point where we will go against God.
甚至到让我们能够让我们来敌对神。
You know, when you read the Bible, the truth is that there is a hell.
如果读圣经的话，我们知道这个是有地狱的存在。
But today we are told, you know, we must embrace a kinder theology.
今天我们很多人说我们要拥抱这个和善一点的神学。
And but when they say that, they mean that when you go and evangelize people, don't talk about hell.
他们的意思就是说，我们在传福音的时候不要说地狱。
Just tell them God loves you and God saves you.
就告诉他们神的恩典，神爱你们。
And treat hell as a fable.
把地狱就讲成像一个预言一样。
But what they are doing is attacking the very foundation of the gospel.
但是这样对真理让步，其实是在攻击我们信仰的基础。
The moral attributes of God who is just holy and pure.
神的属性是公义、神圣和圣洁。
And so the Christian faith is watered down by all kinds of acceptable behaviors today.
今天基督徒许多行为啊，就是已经被稀释，而且是啊被纵容。
Because we want to have a peace at all costs.
因为我们希望维持表面上的和平。
We want a kinder theology.
我们喜欢这个和善的神学。
You know, God, if God wants a kinder theology, He would not send His Son to die in such a horrible way for us.
如果神他是一个神，他是他要宣扬这个和善的神学，他也不会把他的儿子送到世界上经历这样残酷的死亡。
In fact, God will tell the worst sinner that to repent and believe in Jesus.And he will save him.
相反的，神对最糟糕的罪人说：“你要悔改，他会救你。”
And that's what we are doing today.
这就是我们今天所做的。
We just tell people half the gospel.
我们很多时候，我们只告诉人家一半的福音。
The good part, but we don't tell them about repentance and the forgiveness of sin that Jesus can give to them and the eternal life instead of the eternal death in hell.
我们讲到恩典，我们讲到将来更好的事情，但是没有讲到，如果不信神的话，是将来是永恒的与神隔绝。
And we try to embrace everybody.
我们试着来包容。
And that's why today you have LGBT being accepted in the church.
我们所以今天看到这个教会里面有一些，特别是他们就是接纳同性恋啊，或是这个同性恋就是这个团体的人。
And then you have Maven ministers who are of their inclination.
甚至有一些牧师、牧者，他们自己也是同性恋。
You see, it's not just Satan that is warring against Christian, but it's Christian warring against each other.
不只是撒旦对这个基督徒宣战，基督徒也对基督徒宣战。
Because of that kinder theology.
因为这个是他们为了要包容，所以他们是选择了和善，所谓和善的神学。
I'm not saying that we hate these people, but our goal is to evangelize them. And to evangelize them, you must tell them the gospel of truth.
我并不是说我不接纳这些人，但是为了要坚守真理，我们必须要告诉他们神的真理是什么。
And this is the kind of world we live in. This is the kind of climate and condition we have inside the church.
这就是我们今天在教会的光景。
And then thirdly, the third seal.
第三个印。
Verse 5 and 6.
第五到第六节。
When it is broken, we see the third living creature calling the third horseman to come forward.
第三个活物叫第三个骑士进前来。
In the English, there's a word there.
在英文的翻译，英文的原文里面有叫做 there 这个字。
And sometimes this word can also be translated as behold.
这个字就是在中文里面其实有翻出来，他说我就观看。
And behold actually has an element of surprise in it.
这个 behold, 这个观看这个字其实是有一点惊奇的一个成分。
Because of what is seen.
因为他看到的事情。
And what he saw was a black horse, a rider on a black horse.
约翰看到的是一个在黑马上面的一个骑士。
The first carries a bow, the second carries a sword, right?
第一个骑士拿着弓。
No, sorry. What is it carries? Sword, right? Yeah, a sword, a large sword.
第二个骑士带着刀。
But this one carries something very different.
第三个骑士带一个很奇怪的东西。
A balance, a scale.
一个天平。
You don't go to war carrying a scale, right?
你去战争不会带一个天平去战争吧？
Right?
去打仗的时候。
So what does this represent?
这代表什么意思呢?
And someone says that it represents the righteous balance of God's judgment.
有人说这个是代表神审判的公义的平衡。
You know, God all-knowing, all-wise, and all-fair, or all-just. When he judged in a very balanced way.
神是最公平的审判者，所以他当审判的时候，他是用最公平的方式来对待人。
And that skill is to represent the balanced judgment or balanced righteousness of God in judgment.
天平代表就是神是用这样公平的方式来审判人。
It is not because, you know, when men judge by what?
当我们审判人的时候，我们是依据什么呢？
You know, often we, if we like you, we are less, strong in our judgment with you.
我们如果这个一个审判人如果喜欢你的话，他或许不会对你太严格。
But if we don't like you, we give you everything.
如果他不喜欢你的话，他可能就会有更重的刑罚。
Everything the law allows us to do it.
在法律允许的范围里面，他用最严苛的刑罚。
But God judges us accordingly to what we did wrong.
但是神他是以我们所做的错的事情来审判我们。
And then the color black, they say that it represents famine.
黑色代表是饥荒。
And famine is always one of the methods in the Bible that God uses to judge His people.
饥荒在圣经里面常常是用神所用的一个方式来审判这个地。
And famine is also a natural result from war.
饥荒通常是在战争之后。
Because when the land is destroyed, the crops are destroyed, there is always the lack of food.
这个地土被毁坏，这个田地也被毁坏，当然就是食物就越来越少了。
And again, this is the third parallel from Matthew 24.
这个也是在马太福音第24章里面也有相对应的经文。
When Jesus talked about famine, earthquake, and so forth in that teaching in Matthew.
这个耶稣在讲到说这个有地震有饥荒。
And John says he also heard a sound.
约翰说他也听到一个声音。
The sound among these four living creatures.
在这个活物里面他听到了。
In verse 6 where he says coming from the throne.
他第六节里面有讲到说从宝座里面发出的声音。
And so this voice is not the rider.
这个声音不是这个骑士的声音。
But it is the one sitting on the throne.
而是在宝座上的人的发出的声音。
And that is God.
那就是神。
And it was saying in verse 6, a quart of wheat for a day's wage and three quarts of barley for a day's wages.
就像一钱银子买一升麦子，一钱银子买三升大麦。
And that is basically to describe and to warn that the severity of the famine that will affect the people.
这句话讲的是这个饥荒所对人生日常生活所的影响。
Because the average pay of a worker is about a denarius a day.
因为这个一钱银子差不多就是一个人的一天的工资。
Therefore, the families at that time can only afford three quarts of barley.
所以这个家庭一天只能能够买三升的大麦。
And barley is of low nutritional value.
大麦的这个营养价值其实不高。
And they are used mainly to feed the livestock.
他们大部分是来这个给这个牲畜做饲料的。
But now it has become expensive and it becomes the staple food.
现在竟然成为很贵而且变成人的来食用的东西。
And even maybe when you have money, you can't buy them too because of the lack of it.
即使有钱可能也买不到因为太缺乏了。
And he warns also of not wasting oil, because oil used to prepare and cook food.
因为这边也讲到说油也不可以糟蹋
and wine as well.
也酒也不可以糟蹋
because there'll be a lack of purified water to drink and so wine will be in demand.
所以吃的喝的都非常的缺乏
You know, in 2008, there was an article about, that talks about the rice field of Asia.
在2008年有一个报道他是研究亚洲的这个种稻米的。
And, up to Australia where they plant wheat.
一直到这个澳洲他们有种麦的。
And a report says that prices of food are soaring and breaking the budgets of the poor.
这边这个报道讲到是说这个这些米跟麦的价格他们其实一直在飙涨让最这个低收入的家庭过活越来越难过活。
And raising the levels of hunger and unrest today.
也造成我们今天看到许多的动荡不安。
And so the director of the The Director General of Asian National Development, Mr. Rajat Naik, he says that in that report that about 600 million people who live just under a dollar a day are being seen at that time.
他这个亚洲发展银行的部长他也讲到说差不多全世界大概有六亿的人是每天的收入不低于美金一块钱。
And they are affected by the rising costs of daily staples such as rice and bread.
他们赚的少他们面对的更是飙涨的这个食物的价格。
You know, we don't understand it, we don't know it because we don't experience it here.
我们不知道，我们因为我们在这边是物资相当的丰富。
But if people there, they are paying a great price.
但是穷人是这世界上穷人是被牺牲的。
Why?
为什么呢
？It's not famine.
这个不是饥荒。
It's man's greed.
这是人的贪婪。
Man's greed because we hoard everything and we sell only when the prices are high.
因为我们人囤积居奇。
You know, when I read Isaiah 5:8, this is what Isaiah 5:8 says.
以赛亚五章八节是这么说的。
What sorrow for you who buy house after house, and field after field.
那些以房接房，以地连地。
Until everyone is evicted and you live alone in the land.
以致不留余地的人。只留自己独居境内。
Isaiah is saying that, you know, we hoard this and we let prices go up and up until the poor cannot live among you and you all live all by yourself.
以赛亚这边就讲到说他有些人就是房子买过房子这个地买过地最后只没有地留给穷人只剩下自己一个人孤独在那边。
All because of what? Man's greed.
都是因为他的贪婪。
And this is happening.
这个是我们现在也看到的。
Especially in hot property real estate areas.
尤其是这个房地产这个很热门的地方。
You know, the house that I live in Toronto, when I bought it was 400 plus.
我住在多伦多之前住多伦多的房子一开始买的时候是40万。
When I sold it, it was 500 over.
我卖的时候差不多是超过50万。
But today, it's 900 over.
今天我看到是90万了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Again, this same problem of man's greed.
就很多人是来很贪婪的。
You know, if I stay a few more years, I might become a millionaire.
如果我多待几年可能就变成百万富翁了。
You know, the world needs now is not kinder theology.
我们今天这个世界需要的不是一个更和善的福音。
But a kinder group of people.
而是更和善的人。
People who will share the resources that they have.
愿意来分享我们的资源的人。
And not hoard it for themselves.
而不是自己来把这些东西都囤积起来。
And this can only happen is when people are being transformed by the Lord.
这唯一有可能的就是我们当被主所改变的时候。
Then we will be able to care for the poor.
我们就会开始来关顾在这个穷人
and the weak
我们才会开始做这个事情
and lastly verses 7-8 worldwide death fourth seal
最后七到八节第四个印
the fourth seal is broken and the fourth living creature summoned the fourth rider to come forward
第四个印揭开第四个活物他呼叫
and this rider has a name called death
这个骑士他有个名字叫做死
And he rides on a pale and ashen horse to come forward.
他骑在一个灰色的马上面。
Ash is a very, a dull, sickly kind of color.
这个灰色其实是很苍白，很病容。
It's pale, and some even say it looks yellow and green like a dead corpse.
有些人甚至形容就是很憔悴、很枯槁的这个颜色，甚至像这个尸体的腐烂的颜色。
And it is called death because of the massive result of this war and this famine.
这是因为战争和饥荒所造成的大量的死亡。
And John saw that there is something following death.
约翰看到他在跟随着他有另外一个。
And that is Hades.
就是阴府。
Or hell.
或是地狱。
Because after death, you either go to heaven or you go to hell.
因为在死亡之后，我们是与主相聚在一起，或是到地狱里面，这就是两个。
And if you don't know Jesus Christ, you will go with death into Hades.
如果我们相信耶稣的话，我们透过死亡，我们就和主在一起了。
And authority is given to this writer to destroy a fourth of the world's population with war, famine, plague, and beasts.
我们讲到说，有刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽，世界上四分之一的人都死了。
In other words, this guy, this fourth rider, will destroy what is remaining there, a fourth of what is already who are still living.
所以他是在对那些剩下的人说的。
And war and famine were also used in the second and third seal.
在饥荒战争和饥荒在第二个第三个印的时候也有看到。
So now this fourth guy comes and he actually expanded in a greater way and a greater force.
所以这第四个骑士来的时候呢，他是把这个死亡的范围更加的扩大。
And the plagues, someone says the plagues are primarily diseases.
这个瘟疫在这边讲到是主要是疾病。
And they can include actually natural disasters like earthquakes, flood, and volcanic.Eruptions.
这边讲到也包括这个一些自然的灾害，像地震、洪水、火山爆发一些。
And others say it can even include nuclear and biological chemical weapons that cause this kind of disasters.
很多人也讲到说，这个或许是在包括核生化武器才会。
And this parallel Jesus teaching in Matthew 24.
这也是看耶稣所教导在马太福音24章平行。
Where all these diseases and plagues and all this war that will destroy.Everybody.
这些刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫会把很多人都杀害。
And here they included one thing that the other three did not include, that is wild beasts.
这边讲到这个野兽是其他地方没有讲到的。
And so some people who are trying to understand this verse say that it's like it's puzzling in a sense because why are there wild beasts?
我们在读这边的时候就想到为什么会有野兽造成死亡呢？
Because by this time they should be extinct or they may be living in remote areas.
然后这个时候野兽应该是已经绝迹了，或是在跟人不是同住在一起啊。
And so someone suggests that the wild beasts can be referring to rats.
所以有些人说这个野兽可能指的是也是老鼠。
Because when in populated areas, rats can carry a very deadly disease.
因为在这个人多的地方，很多时候有老鼠也很多，他们会携带着这个病菌。
And in human history, rats actually killed millions of people.
在人类历史上，这个许多老鼠身上所带的疾病让上百万人死亡。
In the 14th century, the bubonic plague actually wiped out one third of Europe.
在14世纪的黑死病其实把欧洲的三分之一的人口都灭绝了。
And so they say that in a world ravaged by war, famine, and disease, rat population can actually run wild and destroy many lives.
所以在很多研究学者他们认为说，这个在很多人口聚集的地方，其实老鼠的数量也是会相当的多的。
But this is not the most important thing.
但这不是最重要的事情。
Because the important thing is that people are dying without Christ.
最重要的事情是人们死的时候都还不认识主。
And they need the gospel.
他们需要福音。
And they must be told.
他们必须要有人要告诉他们福音。
You know, every one of us will die.
我们每一个人都会有一死。
But not everyone will have eternal life.
但不是所有人都有永生。
Unless they are saved.
除非他是已经被拯救的。
And there is this urgency before Christ return to evangelize the lost.
所以在基督回来之前，我们有这样的迫切性，要向失丧的人传福音。
You know, as the family of God, the church, you know, we don't just come and worship God every Sunday here in the church.
我们在教会聚会不只是礼拜天来大家来聚会而已。
Or that we come here and teach the gospel or to teach God's word in the Sunday school or in the pulpit here.
或是也不仅止于在这个讲台上或是在主日学来学习而已。
But we are here to fulfill the great commission, the command that Jesus gave to us.
但是我们是必须要来实行耶稣基督给我们的大使命。
We are to bear witness for Him not just by the way we live, but we must use our lips to tell people about Christ.
我们来传福音并不只是借由我们的生活，而是要我们要向别人来传讲耶稣的教导。
Then everyone can worship and exalt the Lord Himself.
这样每一个人才能够来敬拜神，来高举神。
You know, before we can worship God, people have to evangelize us first, right?
在我们敬拜神之前，别人要先向我们传福音，不是吗？
And in order for us to evangelize others, we must be equipped to share our faith.
我们在向别人传福音之前，我们要自己先受装备。
And these are all the theme of our church this year.
这就是我们教会今年的主题。
And this is what I call the full cycle of discipleship.
这个就是我所说的这个门徒的循环。
Where we are being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ, and then so we can transform the world.
我们被转变成为基督的形象，我们也应当来转变这个世界。
And we don't do it alone.
我们不是自己来做这个事情。
We do it together as the body of Christ.
我们和其他基督的肢体一同来做。
And so don't be satisfied just sitting in the Sunday worship service or in the Sunday school class.
我们不应该就是只是来主日聚会或是在主日学学习知识而自满。
Find ways to talk to your friends and people who do not know Christ about Him.
我们找机会要向别人我们的朋友来传福音。
That's what we need to do.
这就是我们需要做的。
And may God help us.
求主帮助我们。
Let's pray.
祷告。
亲爱天父，我们在这时候来到你的面前的时候，我们很亏欠，又是因为很多时候我们没有照做神你的命令，你这个传福音的命令去做。求神你给我们这个胆量，给我们机会，也给我们这个圣灵的同在，可以为神你自己传扬你的话语，你的救恩，直到万民可以来相信你，敬拜你。奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。